The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard along with my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we are going to get it popping. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours. That's right. I'm telling you. 3 hours, not one, not two, but 3 hours. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. You won't be disappointed. You'll have no regrets. You'll just sit back and smile because we going to get it funky. All right? Yeah, I'm hyped. Let me call in my partner. Yes, yes. Mr. Rob Parker, what's up, man?
Man, why are you so hyped on a Trash Talking Tuesday? My goodness.
I don't know.
Is it because the holidays coming? Trashing. You're going to be off? Is that it?
Hey, I'm thankful for Thanksgiving. I always enjoy Thanksgiving with the family and, you know, a long weekend with the kids. They're coming in and, you know, it's going to be a fun time.
Do you know what's crazy, Chris, is that I'm exact opposite. Thanksgiving for me has been totally like I'm void of Thanksgiving. Not that I don't normally eat turkey and stuff, but the festivities and the day, because I worked in Detroit for 20 years, so there was always a work
day. You always riding on the line?
Yep. Every year.
We're going to talk about them tomorrow. Enough.
Yeah. So,
enough.
So, yeah, I know. But enough. I'm just saying, so for me, Thanksgiving was always a work day for me. And I'll be working, of course.
And you're single.
Yes.
So
not
that
always
can play
but,
a factor. Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure. So when you were married, was it? It had to be somewhat different. I get that you.
Yeah,
were still
no, I would go cover the game and stuff, and then, you know, show up at Thanksgiving dinner at 6 o'clock or whatever. You know what I mean? Where everybody's already been there all day, but it's all good.
It's a part of our job that people don't see. And look, we got great jobs.
We're not complaining. But, not complaining at all.
I've worked many Christmas days, Rob.
Of course. The Knicks used to play on Christmas Day a lot, Chris, and you've done a lot of NBA coverage, right?
Oh, I spent one Christmas, I had Christmas dinner in the Oklahoma City airport with UB Brown.
Is that right?
Because we had just done a game, OKC, I don't remember who they were playing, but it's when they were good. They had Durant and all that.
And you were in the airport eating
Thanksgiving. We were leaving after the game, and we ate our little Christmas dinner in the airport. I remember, you know, when I did the countdown show with Matt, that was tough because my girls were young and I had to go to L.A. for Christmas Day. But, you know, it works out. So, yes.
No doubt.
We got Ephraim Salaam, Rob, friend of the show, always keeps it real. We love having him on. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. Of course, we got the Odd Couple crew in effect. DJ Alex Tyshirt on the ones and twos. We still don't have a good name, but it's a rockin' Tuesday. So he'll be bringing the rock. I don't know, heavy metal, hard rock, whatever. But
hey Alex, can you remember on Friday when we're working on Friday? Do you remember, Chris, the song Love to Love You Baby? I don't know who did that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Who sang Donna Summers?
Was it Donna Summers?
Was that Donna? That might have been Donna Summers.
Yeah. Hey, we got to play that. I was listening to the 70s on 7 driving today, and I heard that. I hadn't heard that in a long time. I had to pull over while I was listening to that.
Oh, gosh.
No, it was because of traffic.
Just stop right there.
It was because of traffic. It had nothing to do with the song.
All right. I don't know. All right. And then we got super producer Rob G in the house. And on the updates, our man, Ralph Irvin. All right, Rob, let's get it popping. We got the news of the day. When there's news of the day, we lead with it. And the news of the day is that the Giants fired Jason Garrett. Yes, that Jason Garrett, former head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, as their offensive coordinator after last night's 30-10 drubbing
debacle
at the hands of Tampa Bay. And it cost my man Rob some money. That makes it even worse.
It did. It was 10-10 at the half. I was feeling good about my plus 11.
Was it 10-10 or 17-10?
17-10.
But it was close. Yeah, it was.
I felt like if they just had one more touchdown, do you know what I mean? That would have probably... They needed one more touchdown.
They're always one more touchdown away from making it competitive and then it falls apart. But anyway, they fired Jason Garrett. And there were a lot of reports this morning. I didn't see anything sourced that Garrett was gone. But there must have been leaks that, hey, you know, it looks like Jason Garrett could be in trouble or... Because a lot of reports, Rob, a lot of columns said the judge was throwing Jason Garrett under the bus. He didn't really name a name.
It was out there, right?
It was out there that it was Garrett. There was no other assistant coach's name really out there. So what are your thoughts? I mean, I got mine, but what are your thoughts on this situation?
This is just the beginning, and let's just be honest. I mean, the Giants are putrid, horrendous. The Jets and Giants are two of the worst teams.
New York, it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, right, that they can't get a decent football team in the city, and it's just been a long – and of course, the Giants have won –
They've been a good franchise.
They've won four, I believe. Four Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And – the Jets haven't won one since 1969.
So
it's been a long time.
The Jets are the joke. I hate to say that.
They've been to the AFC Championship game. We got all that with Bill Parcells and with Rex Ryan. But anyway, my point on the Giants is this is like Gettleman. This is like Judge. This is like the whole kit and caboodle, Chris. Seriously. Like, they need to clean house and fumigate. Plain and simple, the New York Giants need an enema. That's how bad they are. And Jason Garrett is just a start. I mean, how long is this going to go on? Same thing with Joe Judge. Yes, okay, throw your guy overboard. Some coaches won't do that, Chris, because they all know that ultimately it's going to come back to you. Last year, Jason Garrett and the Giants offense was 31st. So what'd you expect this year, really? What? And I think they're 25th now. Is that where they are?
Yep, yep.
But it's not good. And maybe you don't have the right quarterback. Saquon Barkley's been hurt a lot. Chris been out. I get that. He's far from the guy who had the great rookie year. Well, we all agree on that, right? We don't even mention Saquon Barkley anymore. Look,
Saquon Barkley's an afterthought. Let's just I mean, why are we even acting like it's a big deal when he can play?
Right.
I mean, seriously. Like, and you hit it, though, Rob. Jason Garrett was a symptom of the problem. The guy that hired Jason Garrett is a big part of the problem, and that's Dave Gettleman. Dave Gettleman has – this is his fourth year. He was supposed to build the offensive line. That's terrible. What in the world made him think – after watching Jason Garrett's run of mediocrity Dallas, what made you say, that's the guy? That's the guy to run our offense. I mean, seriously. And look, Garrett played for the Giants. He was liked by ownership and all that. So
everybody likes him, Chris. Everybody likes him. But that's
right.
Not
he's
what...
He is a people person, I guess. Yes. I never met him, but he must be. But, yeah, I mean, so Gettleman hired him. Gettleman hired Joe Judge. And look, I get it. He's thinking Bill Belichick coaching tree. First of all, that tree hasn't been very good. And Mike Vrabel, everybody wants to attach him to the Belichick tree. No, he didn't coach under Belichick. He played for Belichick.
Right. There's a big difference, Chris. Who's the other coach in Tennessee? The same thing. He's not under Belichick's Vrabel, right?
Well, that's Vrabel. Yeah, Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I said.
Right. Vrabel, right. That's what. Right. Vrabel, he didn't play for Belichick. He didn't coach with him.
Belichick.
He played
for
him, right.
Right.
So he's not in the coaching tree, right?
But if you look at most of the hot young coaches, Matt LaFleur, Sean McVay, Sean McDermott, guys like that, they tended to be coordinators, offensive coordinators. Joe Judge was a special teams coach. And I get it. New England's special teams were really good. But really? I mean, Rob, that's what African-Americans are talking about when they say moving the goalpost. Like, this dude's young. What was he, 37? He's got no resume to speak of that would make you qualify for a head coach. And he gets the New York Giants job. And that's Gettleman.
And this is the other thing, Chris. For a long time, you had to be an offensive or defensive coordinator first before you got the job. So that used to keep a lot of black guys from getting those jobs because they were never play callers and they were never DCs, right? So then all of a sudden those guys start getting those jobs, and guess what? Then all of a sudden that ain't what you need to be head coach.
Right, exactly.
They're hiring all these head coaches who have never had those positions.
Yep.
That's what you're talking about when people say the goalposts keep getting moved. Because that used to be your way in baseball. It used to be Chris used to be a third base coach. Third base coaches became managers. And then all of a sudden they started hiring guys who set the bench coach now and not the third base coach. They changed that. So there's always some movement and changing, and it's happened in the NFL.
Yep, no doubt about it. And then drafting Saquon Barkley. You mentioned him. Rob, I'm sorry. And you know, I've stated it many times on this show, I love the running back position. I actually feel like, maybe I'm wrong, it feels like it's getting a little bit of a renaissance, you know, with Derrick Henry, even though he's hurt, Jonathan Taylor, Nick Chubb, you know, maybe a renaissance. But the fact is, Rob, you can't draft a running back the second pick of the draft today. It just doesn't make sense. Look at the best backs in the league. Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Dalvin Cook, all second rounders.
And Jonathan Taylor, and the game has changed. And the game has changed.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. The game has changed so much that was ridiculous to draft him second. Whether he's been hurt or not. And then Alvin Kamara, third round pick. So it's just, we could go on and on about the mistakes that Gettleman's made, but that's why, Rob, it's got to be a house clean. Now, here's what I say about Judge.
And let me say this real quick.
I hire a GM and let him deal with Judge. Does he want to give him one more year? Does he want his own guy? Usually they want their own guy.
I was going to say, and don't forget, they ran Jerry Reese, who was the general manager of the Giants. He was their first black general manager ever. He only won two Super Bowls, Chris.
Right.
He was GM for 10 seasons in New York, and they couldn't wait to get rid of him. And look at where they are.
I never thought he got the credit he deserved.
No. He was the GM for 10 years.
He won two Super Bowls. Why isn't he talked about like the great Jerry Reese?
How come he didn't get another job?
Right.
You know, he's only 58, Chris. He's not
even
old.
Even when he was in New York, you didn't hear a lot about Jerry Reese as far as being great. You didn't.
Here's the other thing. Sense. Real quick. I just got his resume, Chris. He wasn't no overnight where they just threw him in the job. He was a Giants scout, right? College scout from 94 to 97. The pro scout from 97 to 2004. Then he was the Giants director of player personnel 2004 to 2007. So he worked his way all the way up to that position.
Yep. And like you said, the two Super Bowls for the Giants recently came under Jerry Reese. I mean, come on. But anyway, so I think Judge Rob yesterday, I think it was a bit of self-preservation going on. I think he sees the handwriting on the wall. I don't know if it's written in pen or if it's written in pencil, but I think he's like, look, if I'm going down, I do respect this. If I'm going down, I'm going to go down doing like controlling what I can. So he's like, I'm going to get involved with the play calling, and if I can't turn it around and I get fired, so be it. But maybe I can turn it around. And, you know, I'll keep my job. I mean, I'm not mad at that. But I thought his press conference yesterday was very pro-player. Oh, we got a good roster. I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, it's on the coaches.
Well,
we haven't put them in position.
Called. That's trying to save Gettleman's job by saying that.
Well, I think that's trying to go to Gettleman like, hey, you know, kind of kissing his butt a little. You know, it's not the roster. The roster's not right. And then – even when you say, like, it was very pro-fan, too. You heard him. All the fans got – they're not called on to be patient. They bought their tickets. They paid to boo or do whatever they want. We got to put out a winner on – all that stuff. It's like the fans and the Gettleman, he was kind of trying to, you know, placate. And
pacify. No doubt.
Right. So, but, you know, I don't know if it'll save him. And I'm not saying down the line maybe could be a decent coach. I don't know. But right now, it looks like there could be a house cleaning, Rob. But the way I would do it, get a GM and let him make the decision. Now, there's Eric Bieniemy out there. There's Kellen Moore in Dallas out there. And Byron Leftwich out there. I got to admit, there's a lot of good candidates that look a lot more promising than Joe Judge.
Right. And just give them an opportunity. Give them their 3 years, Chris, and let's see. If Eric Bieniemy gets a job, you give him 3 years, right? And don't work out. I could live with that. I think Eric Bieniemy, you give me my shot for 3 years? Can you give me that? Not like they did to Denver. What was the coach up there, the black coach in
Vance
Denver?
Vance Joseph, was it?
Who got 1 year. You remember that?
Yeah. It's So that's why I'm saying even with Judge, I mean, let the GM – empower the new GM. If he wants to keep Judge for a year, that would be Judge's third year. You know what I'm saying? You could do that, but – all right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Believe it or not, the Giants, they've been a proud franchise. It doesn't look like it now, but they have been over the years, and it's all gone south at this point. But we're going to throw it out to you in terms of how to fix it. What's your take on that? Should the Giants general manager, Dave Gettleman, be asked to follow Jason Garrett out the door in New York? What about Joe Judge? Your turn to weigh in with The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, if you're dealing with a dead battery, you already know where to go. AutoZone, it's America's number one battery destination. Been there many times myself, and here's why. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. It's awesome. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Should Jason Garrett be joined out the door by basically all of them? Gettleman, Judge, the whole shebang in New York. Clean house with the Giants. What are your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Bill in Philadelphia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Bill?
How are you doing tonight?
Doing
great,
good.
Man. How are you?
Good. I usually enjoy your show, but you hit my button. You got me crazy now.
All right.
Three points. And then you can and you stop me anytime you want. One is the last special teams coach I can think of that became a head coach was John Harbaugh. He's done pretty well. So
that's
even
one.
I think Judge was not qualified. Okay. That certainly doesn't disqualify him. Number two, Doug Peterson, 3 years from a Super Bowl.
Let me say this too, real quick on Harbaugh. Okay, just real quick, and I'll let you finish. He comes from a coaching family. His father was his coach, obviously his brother. Like there's – I don't know Judge from that, but the Harbaugh coaching tree is – and coaching is in their family business. That's all I'm going to say. But go ahead.
It was, 13 years ago. It wasn't nearly the family tree that we know of it today.
Well, but nothing. I said – but his dad was a coach, I believe, like this whole family. Okay. Go ahead.
But that's not the norm.
The traditional path.
Yeah, right.
I understand that, but he's the last one so that I can remember.
Okay.
Doug Peterson, 3 years from a Super Bowl, gets canned. Jerry Reese, you defeated your own argument. He worked his way up the ladder, and he did well with the Eli Manning years, reasonably well during the Eli Manning years, but that he left the cupboard bare. And you go a couple years in a row with a bad draft, you're going out of town. That's just the reality.
But I don't get where you brought up Peterson.
Well, I'm saying people don't get that much time. You don't do the job for a couple of years in that league, you're gone.
Right.
And the last thing, if you said Bienemy, he may be a genius, he may be a dope. I have no idea. But Andy Reid's calling the plays there. He may have great input. Don't know the answer. You can tell me that. But Andy Reid is the play caller, and he has a few people named Mahomes and Tyreek down there who are remarkably skilled players. How well will he do with a team of ordinary players? The real question is, why was Jason Garrett, the puppet man, ever hired in the first place?
Right.
He couldn't coach that offense in Dallas
they like him, though,
for $1 million.
No, he's popular. Right.
Because
and
they
look,
like
I would,
him.
I would look at Bienemy. I'd also look at Leftwich in Tampa Bay, and I'd look at Kellen Moore in Dallas.
Right. There's a
so
few I'm, people
it's not
out
just
there.
Bienemy. There's several candidates, though.
But you just wonder. Yeah.
It just has to be on the inside. How much input are each of these guys having, and how much is it that they're blessed with tremendous talent? All three of the people you mentioned, one is Brady, one is Mahomes, and Tyreek Hill, and Kelce on his offense. It would be tough not to be successful with those people, and the same thing in Dallas. That's all.
Right. Appreciate the call, Bill. Yep, I love the passion. Cage in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Cage?
What's going on, guys? To the previous caller about John Harbaugh, the exception doesn't make the rule.
Right.
That's exactly.
We said that, but that normally you had to be a defensive or offensive coordinator. That was the way that you got to that head coaching job. There's no doubt.
Yep.
And also, wasn't Doug Peterson the offensive coordinator with Andy Reid? Wasn't Matt Nagy the same way?
Yeah, but right. But they got
granted,
credit for the offense.
They've struggled at this point.
Exactly, right.
They got those jobs because they were doing what Bienemy was initially doing, or what is Bienemy's doing
and
now.
To be honest, I never thought Joe Judge was a good hire. The reason why, because none of the guys that was from the Patriots came with them. It's like they had to plug in Jason Garrett, and Jason Garrett brought in Mark Colombo, which was the offensive line coach, and, you know, him and Joe Judge got into it, and then Mark Colombo got Colombo, fired.
Right?
Yeah, they fired Mark Colombo, so that tell you right then and there he was never a good coach in the first place.
All right. Yeah, I almost forgot about Colombo getting whacked.
Yep. We got E from Salam up next. We'll continue this NFL talk with him. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Yep, we're live from the Fox Sports Radio studio. Friend of the show, he always keeps it funky. Our man, the former NFL offensive lineman, now a Fox Sports Radio weekend host, Ephraim Salam. What up, brother?
Ephraim.
What's happening? Y'all better give Cincinnati his respect, man. Y'all tripping.
Well, see, look, Ephraim, this is why I've been saying, I'm glad you brought that up. I want to get your opinion. I know they can't do it immediately, but I'm looking forward to when they go to 12 teams. Because then it wouldn't be this argument about Cincinnati.
You're right.
But their schedule hasn't been, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I get.
I don't think it should be 12. I think it should be 8. I think 12 is too many. At the end of the year, there aren't 12 superior teams
at the end
of college
you.
Football.
That,
I'll give you eight, but not 12.
And you know what, Ephraim, the Michigan State Ohio State game is exactly like old Michigan State. What were they 9-1?
Yeah,
or
but
whatever?
Hold on, right?
Yeah, it was big time.
Right,
that might have been. I get it. It was a bad matchup for Michigan State.
They got destroyed.
Ohio State hasn't been rolling over everybody like that.
I'm just saying, but Michigan State would be, if you had 12 teams, they would be in that mix, Ephraim, wouldn't they?
And that's fine, though. You might have some blowouts.
All right.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to dilute the playoffs like that. Because
you have a
three loss team in there.
Right,
it'll be a three-loss team. Like you don't a three-loss SEC team. You don't. That's not what we want.
I don't know if you're gonna get a three-loss team in there, but we'll
watch. You watch. You wait and see how this final 12 shake out.
And there'll be a
three-loss team in there.
All right. Well, look. Let's get to the NFL, and we were just talking about the Giants, and you saw they got rid of Jason Garrett. What do you think needs to be done there? I mean, Dave Gettleman, the GM, has brought in all these people. Joe Judge, Jason Garrett, he drafted Saquon Barkley, number two. He drafted
it's been a disaster
Daniel Jones, number six. Yeah, what are your thoughts on what needs to be done to get that franchise back to being good and proud?
Number one, you can't just start trying to piece things together. All right? The formula, what we're seeing now is – you got to bring some energy to a franchise, right? You look at what Sean McVay was to the Rams, Cliff Kingsbury was to Arizona. You got to bring young energy to an organization and breathe life into it. And New York hasn't been doing that, right? And it started with them trying to just hold on and Eli's last year and let him ride it out. But he was so bad. We all knew that. It was 4 years past his prime. They went with Daniel Jones. There is some talent there, right? But you got to put them in a position to where you get a young, talented coach, offensive-minded and quarterback-friendly to help build that. And they got to do something with that offensive line. And you know, the injury thing with Saquon, it is what it is. If you guys watched that game last night, it looked like he was afraid to run the ball.
That's sad.
It really did. It didn't look like he was ready, healthy enough to be out there toting the rock.
Amazing.
I hear you with them.
Ephraim, I know we talked about, let's talk about the Cowboys and the game, Dak. You know, we could go over, Dak is now 13-20 against teams over 500. From the very beginning, he looked off and just didn't have a good game. And good quarterbacks have good bad games. And Chris and I have had this talk. We've talked to a lot of people about really where does he stack up? Is he really elite? He seems to compile way better numbers against the also-Rans. Where are you on Dak? Is he an elite guy or is he a second?
No. So we got to stop throwing that elite thing around for everybody. Everybody doesn't get to live in that type of atmosphere. It's rare. It's rarefied air up there. That's what elite is for.
Right.
Dak Prescott has never been in that air yet. Right. He's a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He can win for you if everything is going right. Right? Your offensive line is healthy. Your running game is intact. Your defense, right? Namely, your defense. If your defense isn't having him be in shootouts all the time, like they were at the beginning of the last year prior to him getting hurt, he was on a record-breaking season.
He was going to throw for 6,000 yards, you remember?
And they were losing.
I know.
So everything has to be right. You got to get that defense together, and they're trying. They're trying to put that defense together. But just because they gave him all that money does not make him an elite quarterback. It just doesn't.
See, I think he's in the second tier, but I do think he's elite. Now, maybe my definition of elite.
Well, the second tier is not elite. He can't be in both. He can't be in the second tier and elite.
The first tier. And, Chris, you can't put him in with Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady.
No, he's not Mahomes, Rodgers, and Brady.
Those are elite quarterbacks.
You know who I would put
over Dak Prescott? Justin Herbert.
Wow.
I would put Justin Herbert over Dak Prescott.
But you're not saying he's elite. First of all, that kid is
lights out. Justin Herbert is the real deal. We found that out last year when they pulled him.
Go ahead.
They pulled him off the bench when Tyrod Taylor went down against. Before the game, guess what? This kid got zero reps in practice.
Right, they just threw him in the game.
And he was on fire.
He has not been more productive than Dak Prescott.
No, because he hasn't been in the league longer. That's not what I'm saying. I would put him over Dak Prescott right now.
On potential.
Hey, let's get here. Matt Nagy and what's going on, all the rumors circulating in Chicago that he's going to be fired. He's going to be the turkey after Thanksgiving Day game, Lions and Bears. It was a couple years ago, this guy was the toast of Chicago. It's unbelievable where we are. Is the time now? Does he need to be whacked, Ephraim?
What we found out in this league is if you don't get the quarterback right, then your clock is running. No matter how much talent you start off with, if you don't get the quarterback position right, then you're on a running clock. A lot can go wrong for you if you don't get the quarterback right. They haven't gotten the quarterback right. It's a fact. They did some things.
Go ahead.
They did some things. They brought some quarterbacks in trying to figure it out. They got Justin Fields. The offensive line is so bad. Anybody they put under center is going to have a hell of a time. I saw that in preseason. Love Jason Peters. Jason Peters was a great offensive left tackle. He's not that anymore. Right? And I don't want to talk disparaging about him because I love him. I loved watching him play. All of that, but it's time to be like, hey, I should do something else. But what I'm saying is, if you can't get the line and the quarterback together, quarterback first, because a good quarterback can take up for your miscomings everywhere else.
Right.
If you
we
can't
say
get
a good
that
quarterback
right,
is like makeup because they could cover up the war.
They can cover up a lot of stuff. But what you can't do is you can't put a young quarterback behind an ill-fitting offensive line. That's a recipe for disaster, and that's where they're lining up.
Ephraim, what are you seeing from Trevor Lawrence? Because there's some controversy. Yep. Like in Jacksonville, the coaching staff is torn over whether or not they're developing him correctly. They don't feel like they're seeing the progression. Not that he's going to be a Pro Bowler this year, but they're not seeing the progression from week to week or even every 2 weeks that they hope to see from a rookie quarterback. What do you think when you watch him?
Well, I never was an Urban Meyer fan. I thought that was a great misstep just by his own actions and the things he was trying to do. So to have the faith in him to be able to develop Trevor Lawrence, I don't think it's possible. That's where I'm going to start with that. When you have one of the worst rosters in the NFL, just because you get a shiny new Ferrari doesn't mean it's going to run at its optimum speed. And that's what we're seeing right now. He's not able to make those steps in getting better because there's not a lot around him. And I don't think he has the trust and confidence in his own coaching staff, to be honest.
All right. Well, man, you'd hate to see them screw up a talent like Trevor Lawrence. That's
no doubt.
Because he's definitely talented. He's definitely – if you gave Trevor Lawrence to Bill Belichick or Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan, come on now. He'd be lights out.
Yep.
I hear
All right, man. Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, my
you
man.
You too. All right, you too. I'm at Disneyland right now, the happiest place on earth.
Enjoy it.
What they got going on? You got the kids there? What is it
the
like?
Kids, a, is the kids, discount? Everybody out. The kids out here, man. Everybody out here.
Wow.
That's great, man.
Have
enjoy.
Fun.
Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
You too, brothers.
All right.
Peace. Imagine getting paid $40 million plus to sit at home and still acting like you're the victim. We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Don't forget.
That's right. And it is time. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. We'll do that in the final hour of the program.
That's right. But now it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
That's right. Shekel City took it on the chin last night. We're going to rebound tonight.
You say that every day.
I know. I also say we are not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, Chris, but we will
be. Were you 0-3 or 1-2?
0-3 last night. It was a bad night for me.
With these picks, you will be.
I know, right? I mean, Caesar should be on board since I'm not giving out any winners.
They got another place they're building.
They just started new construction. All right. I'm going to give you the I had picked earlier. I was taking the Knicks -4.5 against the Lakers on the road with no LeBron and AD ailing, but he is playing. The other two games that start a little later on tonight, I have Denver +6.5 at Portland, and I have the Clippers -3.5 in L.A. So those are my three games. I got New York, Denver, and the Clippers. And, of course,
you didn't tell who they're playing.
Oh, I didn't give you that. I said the Knicks and the Lakers.
Lakers, we know that.
Yeah, Denver +6.5 at Portland, and the Clippers -3.5 against Dallas in L.A. So those are the games. And don't forget, I'm not telling you who to bet. I'm telling you who I bet on. There you go, Shekel City.
So go the opposite way.
Yeah, right.
You'd have been a rich person last night. If you'd done it last night. Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, big time.
All right, Rob, John Wall, I like John Wall. I mean, it's really, I'll use this word, unfortunate, his situation. However, I'm not crying tears for him because he's getting paid, Rob, get this, $44.3 million this year, all right, to do nothing.
That's crazy, work out. Chris. That's crazy.
Because you know the deal. He's in Houston. They're trying to trade him. He wants to be traded because they're going young and they're trying to get, you know, see what they got in these young players, which I understand. So, but nobody will trade for him with that contract because not only is he making $44 million this year, next year, Rob, he's making $47
million. Oh, my.
All right. So he's got 2 years left on his deal, including this one. And nobody wants to trade for him. Yeah, a team would take him as a buyout, right? So if the Rockets buy out that $91 million for, like, say they give him $85 million and he accepts that.
Oh, I bet it'll be less than that. I mean,
only 70. 70. I don't think it's going to happen anyway.
It would have to be like a $20 million crisp, like, to make it worthwhile. I mean, if you just lose
$5 million.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going to do it anyway. But, just throwing out a number, $80 million, $70 million, whatever. And then another team could sign him for the minimum or whatever. That's the only way a team wants him this year. So he is healthy, and he's sitting on the bench in street clothes, all right, and not playing any games. And today on Twitter, you know, it kind of stuff got out there, and people were tweeting stuff. And one fan tweeted that John Wall is getting punished for something he can't control. And John Wall retweeted that and put facts. Now, here's where I differ with John Wall. You're not a victim. You're not being punished. You're getting $44 million to literally do nothing. And I get it. You want to play. If you really want to play that bad, then, Rob, you said it. You got to take the buyout.
Right.
And I'm not mad at him. But you can't complain. And here's the other thing. Houston can do what it wants. If Houston feels like, look, we got to see what our young players can do. John would dominate the action. John would keep the ball out of their hands. And we really wouldn't win anymore anyway. So they're going young. The option to this, Rob, where you just sit him on the bench and pay him, is you put him in uniform, and then the coach still doesn't play him. That makes it look even worse.
Yeah, so I don't know what you can do. It ain't right for him to be in uniform, Chris, sitting there like looking dumb,
So this is the best option. It's the only option I see.
I agree. It doesn't make sense for him to get dressed every night, you know, do the warm-ups, you know, and all that.
Right, it'd be embarrassing. Yeah, it'd be embarrassing. And I get it. So I'm saying this is a better alternative for him than what he was in before. And, you know, it's just an unfortunate situation. I'd love to see him playing somewhere, but, you know, he should be happy that he's getting his money. Huge money. So don't cry any tears for him. All right, we got 2 hours left of the iCouple. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here, Fox Sports Radio.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.